you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's there. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, June 12th, 2018. Are you finished picking up the sticks in your yard?
Not quite.
Yeah, little twigs all over. In fact, depending on where you were at, some had huge winds, some had tornado sightings, some had actual tornadoes for moments were down in the ground. But we had a tree in our front yard near the 12 mailboxes struck by lightning. And I don't know, I was telling you this beforehand,
you were.
It's one of these things we discuss on the air, and then we hope somebody tells us what the truth is.
We have a lot of questions.
But I believe I heard years ago that lightning actually works from the ground up in some cases. Now, we always see it in the air, we see it in the sky, but when it hits a tree, I think.
Yeah.
Somebody, I believe, told me that that's why the bark, when it splits off the tree, it seems like it starts from the ground and goes up. And so this one gigantic tree, I mean, you can't, two people putting their arms around it to
huge
just
tree.
Cover it. It literally splintered all the bark, not all the bark, about a 8 or 12-inch segment all the way up near the very top of the tree.
Whoa.
And it splintered down across the street, you know, against some of the mailboxes. And
did you see it happen?
No, we heard it, though.
Oh,
this
really?
Was, I think, this was two nights ago. Early morning hours Beamer jumped in our bed. He's not allowing the bed, but he was quivering and shaking.
Everybody jumps in the bed when it's
right.
Kids, dogs,
so,
cats.
It was nasty. But the high winds, we were actually, I was telling you this, at Culver's when part of it was coming through. And I was like, wow, there's some big storms going on. So I'm sure people are still recovering.
Yeah.
I don't think there was any loss of life that I've heard of yet. But
I haven't heard of any, but it was a bad storm.
Damage to a number of homes and a lot of trees throughout the Champaign-Urbana-Mahomet area were down or branches or limbs broken off. So.
But I thought you weren't supposed to stand under the tall structures so you didn't get hit by lightning. I thought the lightning hit at the top.
I think maybe with steel and towers and other things, but I think for some reason I thought I learned that trees, however electricity is the conduit and how it all works, it's from the ground up. I don't know. Somebody correct me. Roger, are you listening? Huey, are you tuned in?
Help us.
Email us. So.
That's worth knowing, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, hey, there was a lot of electricity going out. I never got to cover this yesterday on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends because we had our special guest Couch, but Ivan Parker hit it out of the park. He was wonderful to be with. We had a great time. The people that sat in the meet and greet, I think there's only about 15 or 20 in the meet and greet. They just sat around this big table. We put, I don't know, six or eight tables together, so it was a big square. And he just sat back and told some stories,
well,
and
fun.
It was like a fireside chat.
Yeah,
it was just great being with him, and he encouraged all the singing men. He loves singing with men with that much vocal background. I think we sang three or four songs with them. And then we are closed out, and it was over, and a woman walks up and says, well, will you sing God Bless America?
Oh,
we're like, okay. Hey. And Stephen McClure is like,
where's the music?
He was trying to, like, he was like, dun, dun, dun. So he was practicing while we were talking it through and said, okay, everyone, we're ready. And then everyone joined in. So
that's great. Now, the singing men are going to be at the Revival.
Yeah, this Friday night.
Friday night, okay.
So 7 p.m., what we'll do is present, I think it's about five or six selections, and then somebody comes up and shares a few things, and then I think we share a couple more songs, and then there's the preaching time.
Okay.
So that's this Friday. And Arthur, you probably had this memorized, hopeinchristillinois.com, hopeinchristillinois.com.
And who's the speaker Friday?
The speaker is Norm Wakefield.
Okay.
So it should be a good message. And then Dave Miller is Saturday and Sunday, the 16th and 17th. So Revival continues in Arthur, Illinois, 7 p.m. tonight through Sunday night. So come join us. Hey, we're going to be sharing Crystal Hoag with our Great News Radio listeners, along with her friend Missy, who I recently had a conversation with, and we're going to find out all about the Good News casting call, as they'll be putting on a production in the fall. It's called The Good News. It's the message of the Bible, and you're going to hear characters from the Old and New Testaments, the voice of God, Jesus, Satan, and all sorts of biblical characters. It's going to be a full-fledged community gospel stage play production, and there'll be more as far as when that's going to be held in the fall and so forth, but the casting call is coming up very soon, and you're going to learn all about it in just a few moments.
Okay.
I open up with some remarks, and then stay tuned because Marianne will be back, and we'll talk a little more about a story in this month's Prime Lifetime.
Sounds good.
So here's the comments recorded recently with Crystal Hoag, who's the CEO of CHM Bible Theater Productions. She brought in her friend Missy, and this is the casting call that I hope you'll be a part of. So, Crystal, we need a little bit of an update of what's going on now. It's been some months since we had you in the studio, but I know you've already recruited some cast members. You're very pleased with some of the people God has raised up, but you can always use more. And I know you brought in a special guest who's like a cheerleader behind the scenes for you, encouraging you on and says this is a great thing. So give our listeners a little update. What do you need? Talk about the upcoming auditions and update us on where we're at.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for having me back. I am just so excited. I'm so overwhelmed of what God is doing and how he's sending people to help partner with this wonderful community outreach production called The Good News. I am just so excited. Yes, we did have people come and audition. We do have some roles filled already, but we have more. So if you have the gift of acting, if you're out there, you have that gift and you feel like, you know, God can use your gift in this wonderful outreach production, we need you. We need your help. We need your children, churches. We need your youth groups. We need you to participate because this is bringing the good news of Jesus Christ through on stage. And so I have my good friend here, Missy, who is so excited about this
I am.
And so, Missy, can you just tell me, why are you so excited about what we're doing with this production?
Well, I think we're all here to help and encourage others out of a place of love. And when you really think about that place of love, it's the good news.
Mm-hmm.
It's John 3:16. Mm-hmm. I don't think it gets any better than that for us. And so when you tell people the good news, the audience has to be changed. They have to feel something different because you just don't hear the message and not have a heart posture that's either turning or turned toward the Lord's. And I've known Crystal for a while now, and everything she touches turns to gold. So I know she's anointed. I know she is the one to do this, and it's going to be top notch.
And what I'm excited, as we've had our own production, It's a Wonderful Life by the Great News Radio Theater Troupe, and I've been educating our listeners for the last few years the importance or the power and the impact drama can have, like nothing else. When they can see visuals and you have sound effects and you have music and it's all integrated into a God-honoring production, everyone gets blessed. And even those that are behind the scenes, because you're always looking for volunteers, those that help with stage setup or sound or lighting or makeup. And so you're not just asking for people that have a background in the arts that have acted, but you could use all sorts of volunteers, right?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, we can use so many different types of volunteers. There's so many areas that's available, whether it's on stage, a stage manager, assistant director, media, video, creative arts, just everywhere, every area. We need it. We need you. See, this is God's word being dramatized, and he's given us all different gifts to be used in the kingdom of God, to build up his kingdom and to edify the body of Christ. So imagine seeing these Bible characters displayed on stage, Adam, Eve, of course, Jesus. So we need a Jesus out there. So if you want to portray that role, now that is a phenomenal role because you're becoming the Son of God in flesh on stage. We need you. So, yes, so we definitely need people to come and help participate in this production.
I know you've already filled a number of the roles, but I'm seeing from the sheet here, James and John, you need women and men, you need young children or servant girls, Cleopas, Goliath, Moses, Mary, Mother of Jesus, soldiers, so kind of a whole assortment still ready to be filled by whoever God would raise up.
Exactly, because remember, this is the good news. This is God's word, the Bible, being dramatized on stage. So therefore, I need to have characters based on the Old Testament and the New Testament. Mm-hmm. So we have Moses, Elijah, Jesus, Satan, the servant girls who saw Peter by the fire, you know, you were the one with Jesus, you know, to have someone acting that out. Of course, having Satan, who, of course, was in the Garden of Eden. So there's that first scene. So it just goes on and on and on. So we need different types of characters to play the roles. And so we need you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is going to be a phenomenal large production, but we cannot do it without you.
Now, this final audition is happening on Saturday, June 23rd. Is there a specific time? And then how do they get in touch with you? Do they call or email or find out more at the website? So how would you direct somebody that's saying, I think I could be a part of this? Mm-hmm. And then when's it going to happen so they can kind of plan out, okay, I need to be there June 23rd, that's Saturday, and tell us where they need to be, how to get in touch with you, and then what's the commitment as we move towards this production, I think in the fall or in the winter?
Yes. First of all, it's going to be June 23rd on a Saturday between 1 and 5. So I would like for you to come out if you want to audition or participate in any type of way, not just an actor, but anything. Come out on June 23rd, Saturday from 1 to 5. Now, it's going to be inside Lincoln Square, First Christian Church. It's right down, I think, down the way from
On the east side of the mall, just down from us.
Exactly. Yes, and so what we're going to be doing, once we have our final cast, we will have various rehearsals up until the production, which is October 12th, 13th, and 14th. So there's going to be three performances. One other thing, Mark, we also need students as well. So students who want an opportunity to get involved in this production by using their gifts in media, gifts on the stage, the creativity, organizing, just various areas, or video, then you can definitely give us a call. Yes, and even taking pictures and so forth. This is definitely a great opportunity to get involved, to use your gifts, your talents, what you've been going to school for in the arts. You know, it's going to give you a practice. It's like practicing for an exam, you know, whatever. So, so we need you as well.
Okay, so the hairs on their arms are standing up. Now, I guess I'm speaking more about the men, maybe a little tuning in. The women, the hairs on their head are standing up. I don't know. But they're maybe got an inkling. They haven't acted in a role maybe since college or high school drama or whatever, but they have an inkling. Maybe they could be involved. And then someone like you, Missy, that's thinking, hey, I can have a supportive role. I can assist in different ways, whether it's financial or volunteering or praying up the whole program. You'll probably have a lot of tasks that will also be covered on June 23rd.
Yes.
And definitely. Then say they want to call or find out more. Tell us about a website or a phone number.
Yeah, if you can please call 317-763-0364. Again, 317-763-0364. So if you call that number, please leave your name, your number, detailed message, what your interests are. We will get back in touch with you. So it's very important to call us at that number if you're interested. You can also email us at chmbibletheater@outlook.com or visit our website, chmbibletheater.org. That's chmbibletheatre.org.
And a listing of different cast opportunities or volunteer activities they can be involved in would be listed, and they can find out more about this production because somebody's maybe tuning in and saying, the good news casting call. So what is the good news? Say maybe somebody unfamiliar with Christian radio, or what's this good news you're talking about? Does that mean that there's peace in the world? What is the good news that you hope to dramatize through this production?
And that's why I'm so excited about this title, because the good news is the gospel message of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Mark, it says to go into the world and spread the gospel. Well, we're spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ through arts. He said to spread it, and we're spreading it through the arts. I mean, there's people that spread the gospel through preaching or teaching or through the radio ministry like Mark has here or through whatever. Well, we're spreading God's message, the good news of Jesus Christ, through a drama production on stage. Now, how exciting is that?
I'm
Isn't
pumped.
That great?
I'm pumped.
Isn't that exciting?
That's why I'm helping promote it. I want to help however I can.
Oh, my gosh, this is exciting. I am so passionate about this, and it's because of the love that I have for Jesus Christ, what he's done for me in my life, how I know that the good news is true. This isn't a fairy tale. This isn't a little story. This is the truth of God's word on stage, the good news of Jesus Christ, who died for you and me on the cross, who was dead, buried, resurrected on the third day, ascended up to heaven, and left his Holy Spirit for us to lead and guide us. And then he gave us his word, the Bible, to gain wisdom and learn from and to grow. This is awesome. So for those who don't know Jesus, who never heard of the good news, we want to share with you the good news. Mm-hmm. And we know there's bad news in the world today, but there's also good news.
Right.
The good news is Jesus Christ has come to seek and save those who are lost. best.
Mm. All right, Great News Radio listener, the calling is clear. Get involved a variety of ways, whether it's volunteering, being a cast member, praying up, financially supporting. This is a community-wide project bringing a lot of churches and people together to share the good news message through the arts, through this dramatic presentation. So we hope you'll get involved. There's an audition on Saturday, June 23rd from 1 to 5 p.m. right here at Lincoln Square at the First Christian Church here in the mall, the Urbana location, and that's Saturday, June 23rd from 1 to 5 p.m. You can call 317-763-0364. That's 317-763-0364 for more information, or stop by chmbibletheatre.org, chmbibletheatre.org, and you can find out more specifics. I hope you'll get involved. This is a great thing, a community-wide presentation of the good news message that needs to be heard. Hey, thank you so much, Crystal, for being available. And Missy, I'm going to ask you to close out our time in prayer, asking that God would raise up those that'll participate, whether it's through being a cast member, volunteer efforts, just being a part of the prayer team that'll be asking God to work through these cast members through this production, or just those that can just be hands-on, that can build things or help or assist in a variety of ways.
Sure. Father God, we look to you as our Creator and the Almighty. We know that you have gifted Crystal for this very particular play, and we also know that you know the people that she is going to need to perform this, the actors, the people that will support the actors, and the supporting crews that will just make this a dynamite production. Lord, please bring them one after another. And if this reaches you in a way that resonates, please give Crystal a call. She'd be happy to talk about it with you. And if you haven't heard the good news, then we pray that you call us and we'll talk to you individually about it. And all this, Lord, may your will be done. We leave it in your hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
And all of God's people said,
amen.
Amen and amen. Well, thank you, Missy, for closing out our time in prayer. And Crystal Hoag, who's the CEO of CHM Bible Theater Productions, she attends First Christian Church, sat down with me recently to talk about their upcoming casting call. It's going to be happening here at Lincoln Square, right down from the Great News Radio Center. So find out more by calling 317-763-0364, 317-763-0364, or stop by chmbibletheatre.org, chmbibletheatre, and theater, theatre.org, how you can get involved and support it, whether it's as a casting member or behind the scenes or praying it up or financially supporting it. This is a nonprofit group that's putting together this great stage production that'll bless our community. All right. Well, let's see. We covered the storm. Ivan Parker, if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org. But that interview with Crystal and her friend Missy, I wanted to introduce you to them their mission so you can be a part of. But as typically is the case, on Tuesday, we read a story from your book, but we're going to save that for a great launching next week. Everyone can be prepared and
19th.
Maybe purchase copies in advance so they have them to open up.
That'd be
when
great.
We open it up for them next week. So we'll launch into that next Tuesday. And we'll talk a little about the Prime Life Times, because Joey Kroll, who's training once a month, he comes in for some special training, and he's now writing articles in the Prime Life Times and taking on an increased role with this radio ministry.
He's got a great Thursday program, too.
Yeah, we love Joey and the Sunday program and just his involvement with the radio ministry. May God keep him healthy and active and growing and close to the Lord, so we can all reap
the
benefit.
He's a great guy. Yeah, he's been writing a column called The Wayside Chapel each month in the paper, and it's kind of a hit. It's really good.
Yes.
So I'll read it. Okay. I know we don't have a lot of time, but I would like to read it. It's called Going to Nineveh, and this is in the June 2018 edition. Going to Nineveh by Dr. Joey Kroll. A newspaper reporter wanted to write a story about a local woman celebrating her 105th birthday. During the interview, she shared that she did not have one enemy in her life. The young reporter was shocked and asked, "How can a person live to be 105 and not have an enemy in the world?" She replied, I've outlived them all. If we're honest with ourselves, our natural response is to hate, badmouth, and avoid our enemies. God had told the prophet Jonah to go to Nineveh and share with the Assyrians a message because of their wickedness. However, in the third verse of the first chapter of Jonah, we read Jonah's response. But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Many of us know the story of Jonah and how he ran from God and refused to go to Nineveh. But do you know why? The Ninevites were enemies, and Jonah knew that God was loving, compassionate, and merciful. Jonah 4:2. Jonah did not want God's forgiveness and love shown to his enemies. After reading that verse, I thought, how much do you have to hate a person to allow him or her to face the wrath of God? That's exactly where Jonah was.
Mm-hmm.
You and I should never withhold forgiveness from another person. As God gave that challenge to Jonah, Jesus is giving us that same challenge today in Matthew 5:44. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Why? Because Romans 5:10 tells us that we were enemies of God, but God reconciled us through his Son.
Hmm.
Corrie ten Boom once said, you never so touch the ocean of God's love as when you forgive and love your enemies. So let's take that trip to Nineveh and choose to love and forgive our enemies.
Well done, Joey.
Going to Nineveh.
Ah, right. Wow. This past Sunday, Pastor Herb Coates at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church preached on Jonah and Nineveh.
Wow.
Oh, gosh. I wish we had more time, but there's two really interesting things I never heard before.
Uh-huh.
But the sailors that were on the ship with Jonah when he's saying throw him in, that's the only mention of prayer. You don't hear Jonah praying, but these sailors prayed to God because they were going to throw this man into the sea, and they connected with God even though they weren't believers.
How intriguing.
And then the whole town, you know, the 100,000 people, they all turned to God and prayed and asked for forgiveness, where here's Jonah, the religious man, not praying, going the opposite way, doing all the things that he shouldn't have done, and here's these pagan people that were evil. They were the worst of the worst, what they did to people, and here they were the ones praying and turning towards God. So, that was a great message.
Jonah, the recalcitrant, reluctant evangelist.
Wow, yeah. All right, everyone, let's read Jonah today. It's a short book filled with a lot of good things for us to learn. Yeah. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
Yeah.